بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته
In today's assembly, we're going to speak about something very special, something very great, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created and something which He has given us. Something we use all the time, every single day, and we use it. However, often we don't realize how great and how special this thing is. And what we're going to talk about is the tongue. So the tongue is something which is so amazing, and Allah has made it and Allah has given it to us, and we use the tongue all the time. Every day, every hour, every minute, we're using the tongue and we're talking, but we don't realize how special this tongue is. And the reason why this tongue is so special, because if you think about this tongue, it's one of the smallest parts of your body. And it's not muscular, it doesn't have a lot of muscles, it doesn't have bones, it's not very strong. Yet despite it being so small and just flesh, it's only flesh, but you can carry on using it for hours and hours and hours and it never becomes tired. And it moves all day long and it speaks all day long and it doesn't become tired, it doesn't become bored. So this tongue, if you think about this tongue, it's smaller than your hand, it's smaller than your arm, smaller than your legs. Your hand has bones, and your arms have muscles, and your legs have muscles. But if you were to try to use your hand, let's say if you pick something up, for 5 minutes you become tired. If I said to you, pick this bottle up for 5 minutes like this, or maybe 2-3 minutes you'll become tired. And if you run with your legs, then after 15-20 minutes you become tired. And these are big parts of the body and they've got bones and muscles. But with your tongue, you can use it for hours and hours and hours and you never become tired. And you never become bored. And also, this tongue is special because of what we can do with the tongue. So for example, we eat food and we taste food with this tongue. So think about how amazing that is. That you take a piece of food and you don't know anything about this piece of food. And then you put it in your mouth and then this tongue tastes that food and then it tells your brain how salty the food is, how sweet the food is, whether it's bitter, whether it's sour, whether it's spicy. How thick it is, how watery it is, and all of that is done by the tongue. And when that tongue touches that food, then messages go to your brain and your mind to tell you what this food is like. Also, this tongue is special because we speak with it. All of us, we have something hidden inside us, and they are called our feelings. And where are our feelings? In our heart. And nobody knows about these feelings. So what do you use to tell people about your feelings? Your tongue. So you can use your tongue to tell other people about what's inside you. Also, all of you have ideas and thoughts in your mind. And these ideas and thoughts, where are they? Hidden, they're in your mind. How can you tell other people about your ideas and your mind? Through your tongue. So this tongue is also special because we can inform people around us and tell people around us what is inside us. And if it wasn't for this tongue, nobody would know. You could be thinking things, you could have many great ideas, you could be feeling things, you could be happy, sad, hurting. Nobody would know. But because of the tongue, everybody knows. And the tongue is also special because you can use your tongue to, number one, please Allah and also to help people. or you can use your tongue to anger Allah and harm and hurt people. And this is why on one side the tongue is so special, but on the other side the tongue is so dangerous. Because if you use your tongue and you use your words to make Allah happy and to please and benefit people and help people, then it's good and it's amazing and it's special. But if you use your tongue and your words to make Allah angry and to hurt and harm other people, then your tongue is dangerous. There was a rhyme at school. I don't know if you still say it today, but people used to say it, children used to say it a long time ago. And they used to say, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." Has anybody heard that rhyme before? They say it in school sometimes. And sometimes teachers tell the students that if somebody has said something to you, don't worry, because sticks and stones may hurt your bones, but words will never hurt you. But in Islam, that rhyme isn't correct. Because words can hurt people. In fact, words do hurt people. And words do harm people. So there are many sins and wrong things that people do with their tongue. And there are many good actions that people can also do with their tongue. And if a person is hurting other people with their words, then it does hurt people, it does harm people. And that's why that rhyme, it isn't correct. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, a Muslim doesn't use his tongue to swear at other people. The Prophet ﷺ said, لَيْسَ الْمُؤْمِنُ بِالطَّعَانِ. And the meaning of that hadith is, a believer, a Muslim, doesn't insult other people, doesn't swear to other people, doesn't bully other people, doesn't hurt other people with his tongue. What I want to discuss with you is ways in which we can use our tongue to make Allah happy and to benefit people, and ways that people use their tongue to anger Allah and to hurt people. So, what are the sins of the tongue, the bad things that people do with their tongues, and what are the good actions that you can do with your tongue? So first of all, I want you to put your hands up. If you can mention to me a sin or a bad thing that people do with their tongues, or something that people say or do with their tongues that angers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to put your hands up and then I'll choose. Yeah. Good. Number one, swears. When a person swears, is Allah happy with that person swearing? No. Okay, let's say if somebody swore to another person, but nobody else knew. Your teacher doesn't know. Nobody knows. Only the person who swore and the person that person was swearing at. Just because the teacher doesn't know, or nobody else knows, or your parents don't know, Allah still knows, doesn't He? And so, if we know that Allah knows everything we say, and Allah is not happy with us swearing, then we're not allowed to swear. Another sin or another bad thing which people do with their tongues? Yeah, go on. Say again. Good, making fun out of the Quran. Not only the Quran, anything about Islam. We're not allowed to joke about Islam. We're not allowed to joke about Allah. We're not allowed to joke about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can joke about many other things, as long as you're not lying. That's okay. But when it comes to Islam, then we should never ever joke or laugh about anything which relates to Islam. For example, if one of the boys jokes about one of the girls who's wearing the hijab, that's a big sin. Or if you joke about something Allah mentions in the Quran, that's a big sin as well. So we have to be very careful that we don't joke about Islam, because that's a big sin. Another severe sin or bad thing about with the tongue. Sorry? Yeah, of course, lying. And again, a Muslim doesn't lie. A Muslim is known for always speaking the truth. And speaking the truth with everybody. With your parents, with your friends, with your teachers, with everybody around you. Yeah, we should always speak the truth. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "As-sidq yahdi ila al-birr." That when you're truthful, you become righteous. وَالْبِرْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. And when you're righteous, that takes you to Jannah. So speaking the truth makes you righteous, and righteousness takes you to paradise. So lying, we have to stay away from it. Yeah, also not just words, good, not just words which you say, but even sticking your tongue out at somebody, even though that's not a word, still is something which is rude. And a believer shouldn't, and a Muslim shouldn't be rude. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came to this earth, and one of his main messages was that we have to have the best manners. That was one of his main messages. He said, خَالِقِ النَّاسِ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. When you speak to people, when you treat the people, do it with the best manners. So when somebody sticks their tongue out or spits at somebody, not only is that rude and unhygienic and dirty, but also Allah isn't happy with that person. Another bad thing which people do with the tongue, something which makes Allah unhappy. Go on. Yeah. Yeah, like insulting words. Yeah, good. So sometimes you can say something in a polite way, or you can say that same thing in a horrible way. So you can say to somebody, please, can you be quiet? Or you can say other words with the same meaning which aren't good. And we have to always try to think about, how can I say this word in a good way, so it's not going to hurt a person's feeling. Sorry? Good, backbiting. Does anybody know what backbiting is? Do you know the meaning of backbiting? Sayfullah. Nearly backbiting. Let me see who's not answered so far. Go on. Nearly, when you talk about people behind the back, but even that's not full meaning, but you're nearly there. Right, last word, person. Go on. Yeah, this one. Here. Go on. Even that, nearly there, but you're missing once. Right, Musa, go on. Even that's not full answer yet. Right. Right, I'll tell you what it is. You're all nearly there. Yeah, do you know it? Go on. Even that's nearly there. Right, I'll tell you. Pay hands down, I'll tell you. It's when you say something about another person behind their back and it's the truth. Right? So if you tell a lie against somebody behind their back, that's not called backbiting. That's called slander. And slander is something which also angers Allah. But when you speak about somebody behind their back and what you're saying about them is the truth and they don't like it, then that's backbiting. Because one day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was sitting with his companions and he warned them against backbiting. And then one of the companions said, O Messenger of Allah, what about the thing which I'm saying about that person? What if it's true? I'm not lying against him. It's true what I'm saying about him. And the Prophet said, if you lied against him behind his back, that's called slander. And if you tell the truth about him behind his back and he doesn't know, and he doesn't like it, then that's called backbiting. So for example, let's say somebody failed the exam. Let's say somebody failed the exam. And you don't want anybody else to know that you failed your exam. And then another one of the students starts telling people that, look, you know her, she's failed her exam. Is this person telling a lie? No. The person's telling the truth. But does that person like for other people to know that she's failed the exam? No, she doesn't. So that's backbiting. Also, if you call somebody by a nickname behind their back and they don't like it, that as well. That's a type of backbiting as well. So backbiting is something which Allah is not happy with, and also it hurts people as well. And it can break your friendship with that person. So we have to be very careful that we don't backbite. Any other sin that a person can do with their tongue? Go on, Abdul Mu'iz. being jealous, obviously jealousy is something which is in the heart. But then if you start speaking about that person, then that's backbiting. Yeah, okay, last one. Who hasn't answered so far? Yeah. Spitting. And I said that spitting not only is it rude and also dirty and unhygienic, but also it's not from good manners. And Allah isn't happy with that type of action. So all of these things which you have mentioned, all of these are sins which people do with their tongue. And they're only words. It's not like you've hit somebody. It's not like you've used your fist. It's not like you've stolen money. It's not like you've made somebody bleed. But these words, Allah can become angry with these words. Okay, now the other way. How can we use our tongue to, number one, make Allah happy, and also to help other people and be beneficial towards other people? So, yeah, Aqba. Number one, reading the Quran. So reading the Quran is just with your words, with your tongue. Doesn't cost any money. Doesn't, you don't have to go far away. Anywhere you can read the Quran. But it makes Allah very happy. Who hasn't answered? Go on. Making dua as well. Very good. And Allah likes it. Or Allah likes when a person makes dua. When a person makes dua, Allah is pleased with that person making dua. By the way, when you make dua, it doesn't only have to be in the Arabic language. You can do it in any, whatever you speak. If you speak English, if you speak Urdu, if you speak Bangla, if you speak Arabic, whatever language you have, you can make dua to Allah. Praying as well, good. So, okay, and what about things which we can do with our tongue to help people? Please Allah, help people. Go on. Good, excellent. So if somebody's upset, somebody's crying, if somebody's hurt, to comfort them, to say nice things with them or to them, you're making that person happy and you're also making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. Who hasn't answered so far? Yeah, in the back. Sorry? Doing dhikr. And when you say doing dhikr, like which words are dhikr? Who can mention to me one type of dhikr? Asim? Good. Saying Allahu Akbar. Repeating Allahu Akbar. And what does Allahu Akbar mean? What does Allahu Akbar mean? Go on. Good. Allah is the greatest. So when you say Allahu Akbar, you don't just say it with your tongue. You have to remember inside your heart that Allah is the greatest. Another type of dhikr. Who hasn't answered so far? Go on. Umamara. Saying Astaghfirullah. Good. Saying Astaghfirullah. What does Astaghfirullah mean? Let's see. What does Astaghfirullah mean? Good. I seek forgiveness from Allah. Another dhikr which you can make upon your tongue? Saying Subhanallah. And does anybody know what Subhanallah means? Let's see. Who knows what Subhanallah means? Go on. Glory be to Allah, meaning Allah is perfect. So the meaning of Subhanallah is Allah is perfect and He's not weak. He's not imperfect, He's only perfect. That's the meaning of Subhanallah. Right? So two more forms of dhikr. Who hasn't answered? Yeah. Saying Alhamdulillah. And what does Alhamdulillah mean? Who knows what Alhamdulillah means? Good, all praises for Allah. And one more type of dhikr. Dawood? Teaching the Quran, but another type of dhikr. One more type of dhikr. Who hasn't answered? Go on. Saying La ilaha illallah. And La ilaha illallah means nobody has the right to be worshipped except Allah. You mentioned four words of dhikr. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, and Allahu Akbar. And these four statements of dhikr, they're the shortest words, but they are the most pleasing to Allah. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, أَحَبُّ الْكَلَامِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَرْبَعَ, that the most beloved statements to Allah are four statements. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. Okay, one more way of pleasing Allah and also helping people. What about being polite? Like saying thank you, saying Jazakallahu khair, saying please, saying nice words, being respectful to your teachers, being respectful to your parents. All of these words, they make Allah happy and also helps other people. Right, last one. One more way we can use our tongue to please Allah. Go on. Helping your mother, but again, with words. Yeah, and also, for example, if you're speaking to your mother, asking her how she is everything okay, do you need any help, making dua for her, all of these are ways which we can please Allah. Okay, pay hands down 1 second. So, what did we learn in this assembly? Number one, this tongue is something which Allah created, and it's one of the greatest blessings which Allah has given us. Because we use it to taste food, we use it to communicate our feelings and tell people what our needs are and to tell people about our ideas. All of this is through this tongue. And if it wasn't for this tongue, we'd be very lonely. Nobody would know what is inside our heart and inside our minds. Also, we learned that this tongue you can use to either please Allah and make Him happy and please the people, or you can use this tongue to make Allah angry and harm the people. And the tongue, it does hurt people. So we have to be very careful. And Allah knows best. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina wa sallam.